Section 2, European Indian Contact. As you read, look for the reasons for the decline of the Indian population in the Americas. Vocabulary terms: economy, calumet, and immunity. Archaeological discoveries have proven that many Indians were involved in trade networks for centuries. Beads, shells, pearls, stones, and spear and arrow points were some of the items traded from other areas. Some tribes were very skilled at trading by the time the Spanish and French arrived, but changes in trading were about to happen. Many tribal economies began to change with the arrival of the Europeans. An economy includes all the activities involved in the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. We often don't think of the American Indians as having an economy, but they had a simple barter economy. Indians had primarily hunted for food, clothes, and shelter for their own use. When Indians traded with other Indians, they maintained a traditional balance. As mentioned earlier, there was a great demand for furs and hides. That was because one of the most fashionable items of the day was the tall beaver hat. The Indians saw the European desire for furs and hides as a way to get guns and ammunition for protection and fighting, as well as other items they didn't have. Very often, tribes around the country became dependent on the items they were trading for. They spent so much time hunting for animal hides and furs to meet the high demand that they had to rely on other sources for food, tools, or weapons. Horse sense. Perhaps the one thing that had most immediate and significant impact on Indian life was the horse. Indians were amazed when the Spaniards marched into the plains on the large animals. They called the creatures magic dogs and wonder dogs. Spaniards mounted on horses had a decisive advantage over Indians who were traveling on foot. The Spanish horses were strong, could live on small amounts of grass, and were well suited to North America. Coronado and other conquistadors lost a few horses during their expeditions, or perhaps they were stolen. Sometimes horses were traded to Indians. However a tribe acquired horses, they soon became an essential part of life on the plains. The horse changed Indian life drastically and quickly. A horse could transport many times what a dog or a woman could carry. Traveling by horse, the Indian could venture further in search of game and return to the village after hunting. This allowed them to build more permanent villages. It also meant the Indians were more likely to cross paths with enemy tribes, which opened the opportunity for more skirmishes and wars. By the time the French traders made their way onto the plains, the Indians had become skilled horsemen and had crafted saddles and bridles. A man's wealth and standing within the tribe were often measured by the number of horses he owned. Horses were sometimes included in trading deals. It was even said that Apache women rode like centaurs, mythical creatures that were half-human, half-horse, and handled guns with deadly skills. When they set out to establish colonies, the Europeans took everything they needed with them. This included domestic animals such as pigs, chickens, sheep, and goats. Just as with the horses, these animals were sometimes lost, stolen, or traded. They quickly spread throughout the plains and were used by the Indians for food and clothing. The European explorers also took back to Europe various birds and small animals native to North America. One of these was the turkey, which became a fad among the European aristocracy. Plants. Over millions of years, different forms of plant life developed in different places around the world. Plant foods native to the New World included maize, corn, beans, potatoes, squash, and pumpkins, as well as cacao, the source of chocolate, tomatoes, bell peppers, peanuts, passion fruit, sunflowers, and almost 50 varieties of berries. The Europeans brought some plants from the Old World, Europe, to the New World. These included rye, radishes, beets, sugar cane, rice, peaches, oats, melons, onions, coffee, and wheat. These plants adapted well to their new growing conditions and are still widely grown in America today. European explorers were fascinated by the sticks, pipes, the natives carried with them at all times, and the weed they smoked. American Indians had been growing, chewing, and smoking tobacco for thousands of years. Tribes often used tobacco in trading. Tobacco was pressed into flat loaves for storing or trading. Smoking a calumet, a long ceremonial pipe, was an honored ritual. Even though Europeans distrusted some native customs, they soon began to use tobacco for medicinal purposes and for enjoyment. Later, tobacco became a major export from the English colonies in North America. Disease. No one knows how many people were living on the North American continent when the first Europeans arrived. There were perhaps 10 million in central Mexico alone. A century later, fewer than 1 million remained. Many Indians were killed by the explorers, but many more were victims of diseases brought by Europeans. Native Americans had no natural immunity, resistance, to these diseases, which they had never encountered. One Frenchman wrote, quote, "Since the French mingle with the Canadian Indians and carry on trade with them, the Indians complained that they are dying fast and the population is thinning out," end quote. Even before the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, Massachusetts, fishermen infected local tribes with what may have been chickenpox. The Indians died on heaps as they lay in their houses. To the south, it was smallpox that devastated tribes. The Aztec were eventually defeated by Cortez only after they had been weakened by smallpox. Smallpox spread to the Plains tribes in the early 1800s. Once the deadly smallpox had been introduced into a tribe, it moved swiftly. Reverend Isaac McCoy, a missionary, wrote that he saw more than 3,000 carcasses cast upon the open field as Pawnee, Oto, Ponca, and Omaha died from the terrible disease. Reverend Cyrus Byington, another missionary, found himself preaching more funerals than sermons. In time, the Indians acquired enough immunity to survive the European diseases. But by then, European expansion and the Indians' overwhelming population losses had reduced the natives to a minority in their own homeland. It's your turn. Number one, how did European-Indian contact change the diet of both? Number two, why was it so easy for the Indians to get the European diseases? What happened to the Indian population as a result? The following is a summary of Chapter 3. There were many reasons and causes that led to the European quest for new land. Scandinavian Vikings were possibly the first explorers of the New World. Many countries explored the New World, including Spain, England, and France. They were looking for gold and silver and for new trade routes to the Far East. In 1540-41, Spanish conquistador Coronado traveled throughout present-day western Oklahoma looking for gold. De Soto and Oñate also explored in and near Oklahoma. French traders and trappers explored the Mississippi River Valley. One of them, La Harpe, explored much of eastern Oklahoma. The early French influence is evident today in the names of Oklahoma's rivers, geographical features, and communities in the eastern part of the state. The European influence expanded the Indians' way of life through trade and bartering. The introduction of the horse to North America by the Spanish brought immediate changes to the Indian lifestyle. Europeans brought to the New World a variety of new plants, animals, foods, and diseases. In return, they carried plants, foods, and animals they found in the New World back to Europe.